Rabbit? Are you in there? Rabbit? I'm home. Where's my little bunny hiding? Where could he have gone off to again? Huh. So you prepared dinner. Silly boy. Told you I was gonna be late. But where is he? Did he fall asleep waiting for me? It's okay. Calm down, Talia. He's gonna be there. This time he won't. Rabbit? Where are you? Wait. Did you just... Silly thing. Burying yourself under the blankets. How many times have I told you to keep your head above the blankets? You need to maintain air circulation. Are you even listening to me? Pet? Hello? Can you hear me? Are you awake? Pet? Very well. I'll just have to invade your bed then. Hey. Yeah? Yeah, it's me. You're Tali. Still haven't come around to that nickname. Shh, don't worry about me, I'm fine. I just want to hold you for a bit. Yeah? Oh, I got back a little while ago. I was in the bathtub, actually. Thanks for drawing me a bath. Just the way I like it, too. Yeah, I had to reheat the water because I arrived late, but it's fine, really. You are not to be blamed. Although, I'd have very much preferred it if you were there to help me bathe. Your hands are so much nicer and softer than the loofah. And it's quite a sight. Just leaning back into the tub and letting the warm, soapy-scented water wash over my body while you dutifully kneel beside the tub, kissing my hand and listening to me tell you all about my day. I missed you. Don't let it happen again, pet. Or I'll have to punish you for neglecting your wife's needs. Good boy. What is it, pet? No, I'm not hungry. I already ate dinner outside. Told you I'd be late before leaving. Don't apologize for making me dinner, bunny. I can just reheat everything for breakfast. Yeah, that does sound like something you would do. Pet, I really do love you, but I'm worried you may be a very evil influence on me. Hey, don't move around so much. Let me hold you. It's okay. I know Rabbit liked his personal space, but Mistress doesn't care. Mistress wants to cuddle. So what if I'm the big spoon? This is how you like it anyway. Oh. You wanted to cuddle me instead? Oh, my poor, innocent pet. That is a privilege not easily given. You have to earn it. Well, you can start by letting me snuggle you closer. and by not shivering so much when you feel my breath against the back of your neck. Feel my lips nibbling at the sides. So needy. Poor pet. Unable to get away. Forced to just lie there and take it. To feel my teeth grazing down the sides of your poor, vulnerable neck. Softly. Slowly. Continuously. I do enjoy it when you shiver from my tensions, but surely my rabbit still has just a tiny bit of spark left in him. Surely. He doesn't want to give me the satisfaction of winning so easily every single time. Isn't that right, little boy? Come now. Be good for me. Let me cuddle my favorite body pillow. Body pillow says what? How sweet. Thanks for reminding me again. I love you too, darling. Of course, I'm still wearing the ring you gave me. And why wouldn't I? It's the second prettiest thing I've ever seen. The first is you, of course. Yeah, I do mean it. We made a deal. Remember? No lies. No secrets between us. I'm quite fond of this ring. You really didn't have to blow your savings to get me this. How silly of you. Money's not something you should ever worry about. You're mine. But I do admit, I am quite fond of it. It reminds me of you. Which is why I often look at it. Which is why I often look at it during the day. Wherever I may be. It reminds me that things will be okay. No matter how terrible and hopeless they may seem in the present. I mean, when you left me, I just saw ghosts everywhere. On the roofs of buildings. On the sidewalks. Sitting inside coffee shops. The color from the world was bleached out. And it was like the memories we shared had almost taken on a visible shape. Intangible to the touch and yet present wherever I went. Haunting me like ghosts. I'm sorry, too. But it's in the past. You are here now. You're home. I'd like to think that, perhaps, eventually, you'd have returned to me on your own. I wouldn't have had to leash you and bring you back in chains the way I did. Months ago. I'd like to think you'd have come back to me. I know, pet. I know. You always tell me how running away was the hardest thing you've ever done. And that you thought of me too. While you were living on your own. Wondering how I was. What I was doing. Did you stare at the window, too, when it was dark and quiet? and all you could hear was the rain. Did you watch the raindrops sliding down the glass by yourself? Did you see ghosts, too, reflected on the windowpane? Yeah? It's been raining ever since you proposed to me. I can't say it's pleasant outside in this weather, but at night, when I'm with you, just listening to the soft drumming of rain on housetops and windows, it's almost bearable. What? Were you expecting me to share your view of how romantic this is? You said it's almost bearable. I'm being generous. Besides, the street lights sometimes reflect on the glass and get all blurry because of the water. I don't like it. It's like seeing vague, wandering souls painted in watercolor. Silver is the color of souls. Everyone knows that. Because it's mysterious. Now stop asking questions and let me cuddle you. What is it now? The color of memories? I don't know. Probably the color of your eyes. Because when I look into your eyes, I always think of some random moment we spent together. It's quite annoying. Occasionally makes me smile. What's the color of dreams? Black. Because you have to close your eyes to dream. Something I'd very much like for you to do right now. Just close your eyes and dream of me while I hold you and nuzzle into your neck. It's the least you can do for me after I was so generous to start allowing you to sleep without your collar on. Sometimes, I wonder if I'm being too soft on you. But apparently, relationships are all about compromising. So, yes, Rabbit. Well done. They're also about communicating. Which is something we don't have to do right now. Now, how about you just pet? Don't do that, please. You know what I get when you call me Tolly? I get irritated, and then I start protesting, and I just can't seem to stop talking to you, and one thing leads to another, and what? What is it? Excuse me? You want to know what's the color of love? Is there a point to this game, Rabbit? I've had a long day at work. The only reason I haven't gagged you by now is because you feel nice in my arms. And you used my favorite shampoo. Fine, I'll tell you. Love is whatever color this room is right now. I don't know what it's called. There's the silver lighting from outside, refracted through the raindrops in the glass. There's the black ink of night coloring everything in shadows. And there's the color of your eyes as you blink and trace those shadows on our walls and ceilings. I never thought I would come home to domestic bliss, to what we have. Someone like me, who can only see the souls of other people, but lost her own long ago. Oh, but I did, sweetheart. I'm the queen of the largest crime syndicate in the city. I bought off my rivals. And those that couldn't be bought, I disposed of them. I've suffered pain and scars. And after a point, I grew numb to them. It was the only way to move forward. The time to process things is a luxury so many take for granted. I haven't had that for the longest time. Everything I've inherited from my father and everything I built for myself, all the things I've come to possess, they were only painkillers. Things that let me forget my wounds. Things that never healed those wounds. And that's why I love you so much, my rabbit. You taught me what it's like to care for someone else. To share your life with them. You showed me what it's like to love. And be loved back. And you're still here, showing me these things, showing me dreams of the future and memories both of us had locked away. Because of you, I'm able to see what my soul once looked like, and I really do hope if someday I'll find it again. Will you help me look? Rabbit. I don't deserve you. But since you chose to hop towards the most dangerous monster in the woods, I'm not letting you go either. Never again. You'll forever be my prisoner. And I am a cruel queen. A very possessive queen. And it's just your rotten luck that you caught my eye. Stole my heart, you little thief. There's nothing you can do or say now that'll make me think that for even a fraction of a second. About releasing you. You're mine. You always will be, little rabbit. I will never let go of your leash. I will never let you escape my touch. What a curious thing to say. Of course you're not going anywhere, pet. You love me, don't you? I believe you, Rabbit. And I'll never tire of hearing you say it. You're not like those ghosts. I can't see them anymore. The ghosts are gone. And all that remains is a second chance to do things right this time. Thank you, as well, my rabbit, for giving me that chance. The Mafia Princess and her rabbit. What do you think? It's not a bad name for a story, right? Oh, well, at least we're the authors. Let's make sure to write a happy ending. Yeah? That's what I thought. Now, you do realize you have to accompany me for shopping tomorrow, yes? I'm not going to listen to any excuses you make about not getting enough sleep. What's the fun in having my men always bring me what I want? No. I'd much rather drag you along with me to the shopping mall. There's so many clothes I want to try, and you're going to help me choose. Even if it takes all day. I mean, to be fair, you decided to propose to me, darling. You'd better be prepared for all the additional responsibilities. Oh, poor thing. You have no idea what you signed up for, do you? Don't worry. You'll find out very, very soon. And you will enjoy tending to my every need. I'll make certain of that. Now, get some sleep. You're gonna need it. That's my darling. You're not going anywhere.